Trucker Brian, Brian Sets our Orchestra with Rock This Town for a Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday, yeah! Triple Play. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, followed by the great Steve Cochran at 6. Here on WGN. Coming up on tomorrow's show, it's Fly Jams Friday, straight out of context. That's when you listen 24-7 to this station. Whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. We also have Nick D Show Spies. Again, listen 24-7. Whenever I'm mentioned or the show is mentioned in any capacity, you become a spy, jot down the information, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. We've got You Big Dummy. And if you want to be a dummy reader, find a link to a funny dummy story and say, hey, I'd like to read that on the air. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Dan will hook you up. Not only will you get to read it on the show, but you will also get some Lou Malnati's pizza. And that's all coming up tomorrow morning. And Herb Weisbaum will join us. He's our consumer guy. And any questions or concerns about consumer stories, he'll give you some advice on how to stay away from the bad guys and do well in your consumer duties. So that's all coming up tomorrow on the show. So make sure you stay tuned. Well, right now, we are going to play a round of Celebrity Name Game based on the great Craig Ferguson game show. And this is where we, Esmeralda and I, give each other clues, and we have to guess the names of famous people or celebrities. And the first card that we have, the side one of the first card, is always themed, so all the names have something in common. And then the second side doesn't have a theme, and it could be anything, anything at all. So Dan is bringing in our two cards apiece right now, and we will start with we'll start with Esmeralda.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. We'll start with Esmeralda, and yeah. So that'll be coming up in just a second. We have to hear the fantastic theme song.
Oh, right.
Of Celebrity Name Game.
Yes.
So Dan's got a couple. Dan, where you got? You need a minute?
Oh, geez. It's Nick D Celebrity Name Game. We know it's early, but that's okay. It's gonna be fun, let's start and play.
Right. I love that theme song. It's the best. All right, Celebrity Name Game. All right, Esmeralda, I believe you won the last time.
Yes?
Yes? Dan,
did
you're gonna...
Did I? Or did gonna, I lose by a lot?
Oh, maybe she did lose by a lot. I think.
Then I got mad about it.
Yeah, it was one of those.
It was one of those.
Because you're like, you can't win.
You
and I'm
can't
like, uh huh.
Well, you won yesterday in the pop-up video.
Right.
So you can have that, maybe. All right. And again, first round, 45 seconds on the clock. Second round, 75 seconds on the clock. Mm-hmm. So what's the first category?
It's not easy being green. Green people and things.
A hat.
No.
Green people and things?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Three, two, one.
He's an animal, and he's a puppet, and he's the Rainbow
Kermit
Connection.
The Frog?
Yes. That movie with the dude in prison, and he's a big dude, and he's a killer, but he's got that mouse.
The Green Mile?
Yes. Ho, ho, ho.
Green Giant?
Yeah, but what's his whole
Jolly
name?
Green Giant.
Yes. Mike Myers voiced him. He's Scottish.
Shrek.
Big monster. You don't like him when he's, you don't want him.
Hulk.
When
Incredible
he's angry.
Hulk. Incredible Hulk.
This is what you get in front of this, and then you can be wherever you want.
Green screen.
Be, yes. This one eats bugs. It's a plant that eats bugs.
10 seconds.
Venus flytrap.
Yes. Superhero.
Green Goblin.
No.
Green Lantern.
Bees. Think of bees.
It's, we're done.
Oh.
Green honey?
What? Green hornet.
Oh, green hornet.
Green honey.
I don't know. You said think of bees.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Hornet. Hornets.
All right. What did we get there?
Seven.
I don't know.
Green honey.
Green honey. I bought, you can get that at Whole Foods. It's better for you. That's why all the hipsters are buying it.
I see.
I won't eat honey. On,
big duck on that.
I won't eat honey unless it's green.
You should work at Urban Outfitters.
What was the question they asked Urban Outfitters?
The debut album.
Oh, right. What's your name of your debut album? Yeah. Fun Village.
They'd love it.
Yeah. All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
What is it? Color Day? Hi-yo Silver! P. people and things that are silver or gray.
Oh.
All right. 45 seconds on the clock.
Three, two, one.
He started his career on ER. He's all handsome. And he
George
just got
Clooney.
Married, right? He has the show on CNN called 360. Very handsome.
Oh, Anderson Cooper.
Right. But this is a place, a restaurant where you go to get fish, fast food fish.
Long John Silver.
Right. She was in Dirty Dancing. She was in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. She had a nose job.
Oh, Jennifer Grey.
Right. But he is a superhero.
Silver Surfer.
Yeah, very good. She's your favorite, and she was just unbilled in The Fast and the Furious.
Helen Mirren.
Right. This was a show in a hospital where they all have sex.
10 seconds.
Oh, Grey's Anatomy.
Right. This is the Ricky Schroeder.
Silver Spoons.
Right. This was a Western with Ten. Kevin Klein. Silverado.
Oh.
Yeah. How many there?
8.
Hey!
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's not bad. Correct?
No. It's one more than you.
She's in the lead.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You're welcome. All right. Uh-huh. So now it's whatever is anything.
Yes.
Anything. It could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you get 75 seconds on the clock.
Yes.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
She's married to the dude from SNL. She was in that beer movie that was set here in Chicago, and she's all tall and pretty.
Oh, Olivia Wilde.
Yes. He's never going to grow up.
Peter Pan.
Yes. War movie.
You just said the name of your album, by the way.
Yeah, war movie set in Vietnam.
Platoon?
Godfather.
Platoon?
No.
Apocalypse Now.
Yes. Football team in California.
Los Angeles
they're
Raiders.
Named after the Gold Rush.
The Gold Rush?
Yes.
The San Francisco 49ers.
Yes. She was resting a lot, and she was a princess in a Disney
Sleeping
movie.
Sleeping Beauty.
he's all neurotic, and he's...
Woody Allen.
Yes. I'm
yawning.
What? Yeah, but what are you?
If that tired?
Happens. Yep. No. With like
Sleepy?
Yes. The show with Job and the banana.
Oh, Arrested Development.
Thing. He's part of the Wizard of Oz crew.
Okay, Tin Man, Scarecrow. Yes. All right.
Football guy.
10 seconds.
He's got the name of a state in his. In
Joe
his,
Montana?
Yes. Done.
Nice!
Yeah.
Well done.
Mm-hmm.
All you had to say was neurotic. I find that pretty
quickly.
Funny. I think that's pretty funny. They just say neurotic, and I immediately go Woody Allen. All right. Okay,
got
75
all 10
seconds.
There, so a new total of 17.
17 to?
8.
8, okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see. All right.
3, 2, 1.
She was married to Russell Brand, has great breasts.
Katy Perry.
Right. This is the book and play about the young Jewish girl who was hiding in the attic.
Yeah, Diary of Anne Frank.
Right. Not the sun, but the
moon.
Mm-hmm. It's the show with Peter Griffin and Stewie.
Family Guy.
Right. Goop. Is her website?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Right. It's city in France.
Paris.
Right. He's in Fast and the Furious, bald.
Vin Diesel.
Right.
The Rock.
Yeah. Right. it's the word game that you board game that you play with
Scrabble.
Yeah. It was married to Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh.
Lead singer Coldplay.
Chris.
Comedian Blank Lawrence.
Chris Martin.
Right. Okay. Superhero USA, and he's got a shield.
Captain America.
Look at that.
Yeah.
See? Don't even play around, man. What do we got, 18 to 17 now?
That is correct.
Esmeralda's in the lead?
That is correct.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
What? I don't understand. Okay.
What?
No, nothing. Just the...
Okay.
That was good. You know what was the best one? You just was the Scrabble. All I said was board game.
Well, you said word game.
Oh, I did? But yes. I did say board game, right? At one point?
I think
because
so.
I was going to say tiles. My big clue was going to be tiles.
I heard word games, and then I just started
Scrabble.
Yelling things.
All right. By the way, I was watching Match Game, the new Match Game, Alec Baldwin. Martha Stewart was on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Either she was loaded or she's the worst game player in the entire world.
She's probably the worst game player and could be loaded.
Well, they're all drinking on the show anyway.
Oh, so yeah, she's probably loaded.
And it's a tradition that goes back to the 70s version. The 70s version, they would film 5 shows a day.
Mm-hmm.
And they would start with Monday, and then they'd, you know, go through till Friday. And but there was a bar. So in between shows, they would all get loaded.
Yeah.
So if you watch the old 70s match games, it gets real interesting around late Wednesday. By the time Friday show rolls around, if you're watching a Friday show, hey, Brett Summers is falling off chairs.
Oh boy.
So I guess they want to keep that tradition alive on the new.
I'm going to say she's both.
Yeah, she just her answers were just awful.
Right.
The person who was like, you know, the contestants were like, why? What? You're supposed to help us win money. So.
Aww.
Yeah, man. Welcome back, everybody. It's Triple Play Thursday. Yeah! And Trucker Brian wanted to hear the Stray Cats. That's Stray Cat Strut. All right. We are back. Esmeralda and I are battling in another deadly celebrity name game. 18 for Esmeralda, correct? And 17 for me?
Yep.
Oh
man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we better get going. All right. Esmeralda, you're next, right?
Silver Fox.
What?
George Clooney stuff.
George Clooney stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right.
3, 2, 1.
His wife.
I don't know.
His wife? The lady. You said it before.
George Clooney. Yeah, I don't know his wife. I don't know her
lady.
Name.
His lady. You said it before.
I did not say it before.
Did you not?
No, I said he's married. He just got married.
Yeah, you're not going to know that one. The TV show he was on, because he's a doctor. Oh, the name of his character.
On ER?
Doctor, yeah.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Dr. Ross.
Yes, but first name.
Elliot.
It was the hot dog place here.
Gene. Dr. Gene Ross.
No, the...
Dr. Jude Ross. Dr. Portillo Ross.
That, what was the movie he was in where he was trying to steal
10
stuff?
Seconds.
Where he's trying to steal stuff?
Yeah, and it's a whole group and they're trying
Ocean's
to steal
11.
Stuff. Yes. Who's his friend in that?
Brad Pitt.
What TV show was he on with the... he was in the old school 80s.
Facts of Life.
No.
Wasn't Facts of Life?
No. Well, he was.
Oh, Roseanne.
Roseanne. No.
That was very successful.
By the way, Dr. Doug Ross.
Doug? Oh, Hot Dugs. Oh, I see.
Yes.
All right.
And Amal Clooney.
I wouldn't have... Seriously, 20 years I would sit here before I would get that. Wow, that was fantastic. How many did I get out of that?
Three?
Yep.
For a new total of 20.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not winning this round.
Dr. Portillo.
Well, what do you want me to say? You said hot dog place. Dr. Portillo. Dr. Portillo Ross.
Oh, I would have a first name.
Gene Ross. Jude Ross. Right? Portillo Ross. That's the I would have gone Super Dog Ross next. That's the progression my mind takes.
Man.
When you say hot dog joints in Chicago, I immediately go to Gene and Jude's and then I go to Portillo's.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Why? All right. All right. What? Are we ready here? You can count on me. Famous Virgos. So what does that mean? They're reliable? Virgos are reliable? My dad's a Virgo.
I guess so.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
He was in High Fidelity.
John Cusack.
No. His name rhymes. First and last name rhymes. He was in School of Rock.
Jack Black.
Right. Miami Sound Machine leader.
Gloria Stefan.
Right. I'm British. I was in Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Hugh Grant.
Right. She won American Idol and she was in Dreamgirls.
Oh, she didn't win, but... come on. Jennifer Hudson.
Right. She was Suki in Gilmore Girls, but also Bridesmaids, and now she's real popular. Real popular. She was in The Heat. She was in Spy.
Right. Mallory.
All right.
10 seconds.
Melissa McCarthy.
That's right. Okay. He played George on Seinfeld.
George Alexander.
No.
George. Wait.
He played George on Seinfeld.
Alex.
His name is not George. Maybe I might have a chance after all. Jason Alexander. What did you say for Melissa McCarthy? What did you say?
Oh, I was trying to, because I knew it was an M name. I went with Mallory.
Mallory.
But then I hit it.
The other ones are Charlie Sheen was on here, Amy Winehouse, Chris Pine, and Stephen King. They're all Virgos.
Really?
Okay. All right, what's the score now?
23-20, Esmeralda.
All right, here we go. Could be anything.
Three, yes. Two, one.
A TV show, and it's got Sofia Vergara and
Modern Family.
Yes. Oh, He Ate the Eggs in Cool Hand Luke.
Paul Newman.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we just Mallory.
Melissa McCarthy.
She's got the burgers and the
Wendy.
Hair.
Wendy's.
Yeah. This is in Paris, I think, and it's
the Louvre.
No, but it's a big thing. It's
Eiffel
triangular.
Tower.
Yes.
You think it's in Paris?
I forgot. All right. He's like my man. He was in Flight and
Denzel yeah. Washington.
Who was a talk show host and she was here and she's queen of the
Sally
world.
Jesse Raphael.
No, but she's,
Jenny Jones.
No,
Oprah Winfrey.
he was in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Matthew Broderick.
Yes. Remember the Can You Hear Me Now?
Yeah. So, Verizon.
Yes. And then Robin Williams was a nanny.
Mork. Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes.
What? Okay. You think the Eiffel Tower is in Paris?
For a second, I was like, wait.
There's one in Vegas. Oh, man. All right. What do we got here?
You have 30, Esmeralda has 23. So if she gets 8, she claims victory.
Okay, she needs 8 to win. 7 to tie, 8 to win.
I guessed myself.
Oh, God. Okay, here we go. Are you ready? 75 mm-hmm. seconds in the thing.
3, 2, 1.
Played Indiana Jones.
George Harrison.
George Harrison?
Harrison Ford.
He was the godfather.
Oh, no, I can't.
Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, no, I know.
Streetcar Named Desire.
I was trying to figure it out earlier.
Streetcar Named Desire.
Yeah, no pass.
Oh, man.
I couldn't remember earlier. I couldn't remember
the baseball, the professional baseball team in Georgia.
Atlanta Braves.
That's right. She got her knee smacked by Tonya Harding.
Nancy Kerrigan.
Right. This is a brand of razor.
Vic.
No. It's two syllables.
There's nothing more you can pass.
Then it's a brand of blade.
Pass.
All right. All right. Directed Goodfellas.
Right.
He directed Goodfellas. He directed Taxi Driver. He directed Mean Streets.
Oh.
He directed Hugo.
God,
Wolf of Wall Street.
Eyebrows.
He's got the eyebrows. Yes.
I can't remember. Pass.
Okay. This is the movie that won Best Picture. Danny Boyle directed. It's a Bollywood movie.
Oh.
The guy who's on the game show. He wins money.
Gosh. Can't remember.
Okay. Author of A Christmas Carol.
Oh,
Great Expectations.
Son of a Charles Dickens.
Yes. Did I win?
You did.
What is the name? Ugh.
Okay, first of all, the razor. I can't think of it. It's Gillette. What else am I going to say about Gillette? Right. What I mean, it's just a brand
the best
of
the man can get.
I guess. I guess I could have said that. Would that have helped you?
No.
Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah. What's his stupid name?
No, he's not stupid. He's Martin Scorsese.
Just remember those eyebrows.
And Marlon Brando. What is it?
I couldn't remember earlier. That's why when I was telling you for Apocalypse Now, it's like The Godfather.
The Guy Father. The Godfather. All right. Hang on. Let's find out what's happening on the opening bell. And here is Steve. Hey, Steve.
What an exciting round this morning.
Well, thank you very much. I came from behind and took it.
Yeah, very nice. Very nice. Coming up next on the opening bell, we're going to be talking a little bit about the business of science. There's a big science march this weekend. We'll tell you what it's about. And geopolitical concerns like South Korea and Russia, how are they impacting the foreign currency markets? Don Lloyd is our thought leader from Associated Bank today, all next on the opening bell.
Okay, thanks.
Have a great day.
All right, have a great day, too. All right, Esmeralda, thank you.
You're welcome.
A lovely round. Okay, go home and watch Mallory. All right, we got to take a break of Fly James Friday and everything tomorrow. News is next.